up until the end of December, 31st of December, we had 235 applications nationally. It's well below what we would have expected. We were expecting probably 1,500 in total. So we do expect an uptick in applications in January. We certainly expect to see more applications in January. The deadline is the 31st of January. After that, no more applications will be accepted. So it's very important for anyone who has an XL bully or thinks their dog may be an XL bully to make an application. And if possible, to have that verified whether the dog is an XL bully or not, and to get that application in before the 31st of January.
And it's very crucial that that is done, isn't it? Because I guess some people might be thinking, oh, you know, it's just an application. They might not be too eager to apply for it for whatever reasons they have. But there are very serious consequences to not getting this exemption for the dogs.
Oh, there are. Yes, there are. First of all, there's going to be no extension. As I understand it, the 1st of February is a hard deadline and there will be no extension to that. And secondly, if you have an XL bully and you don't have a certificate of exemption after the 1st of February, your dog will be subject to seizure by the dog warden and may be put to sleep.
So I guess in this run-up now, like you're saying, just about, well, a week and a half about people have, so there is kind of a, time is of the essence in this sense, just to get that security in line for their XL bully dogs, because, you know, there are quite a number of people that would consider these dogs part of their family, their pets, and it's just important for those to make sure they just get this done and get it done. Don't leave it to the last minute, I guess, is an important note as well.
Absolutely, and you'll get the application form on the website of your local county council. So download the application form, get it signed, get it in. You need to have proof of identity, a proof of your address, a microchipping certificate for the dog, and a dog license. And if your dog's over 18 months, you may have to have it neutered, but you don't need to have it neutered immediately if it's not neutered. Get the application form in. You've got time afterwards to have it neutered and get the certificate of neutering sent in. Just make sure you get the application form in time, and there's no charge for those applications. So it's just essential, by the 1st of February, get your application in.